Morning, everyone. I would like to welcome Rav David Harris, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Chabad Chaim from Queens, New York. And we asked the 11th and 12th graders if they could postpone their breakfast by about 10 minutes, right after davening, or right after the Bar Halacha and the Mishnah, so they go into the small base medrash to hear a few words of Divrei Chizuk. And continuing with the Borei Vechad program, today's mitzvah is Isur Habanas Panim, not to embarrass another person. And so the Iwi Nishmas, Yonadav Chaim Hirschfeld, that's Yonadav Chaim ben Semach Yehuda. He's a 19-year-old from Kochav HaShachar, in his first year of Merkas Harav. And he was described as always happy, a ball of energy, extremely intelligent, and everyone's best friend. Please, Rabbosai, if we can, the purpose of this program is not only to hear a few halachos in the morning after davening, but to try somewhere, somehow, during the day to implement the concept of this mitzvah, this halachos that you hear. If you could do it for 5 minutes, that's great. If you do it for 10 minutes, maybe designate the entire breakfast, or maybe the whole morning or the whole day. But the idea is to try to take something away from what you learned this morning and implement it during the day. Zeichem nishmas, these young men. Thank you.
We find the Chazal, the Issur Habanas Panim, is what a very common Tosafot that's the kasha. The Gemara says it's better if a person should go into Kibshon Ha'esh rather than embarrass somebody publicly. Tosafot that's the kasha in Sotah, so why is it counted into the three Chamuras that a person has a Kiel Yehareg V'Yavar? So let's understand this Gemara. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a type of a phrase. That it's actually halacha that a person has to take it to that extent. Most of Shadim see the past like that, but the Miri says it's an exaggeration, but in general, the understanding of the mitzvah is a full-fledged mitzvah that a person has, at least definitely a mitzvah, a person has an iser, to be ma'alot nechaber barabin. Why is that? Just one of the quick insights of that concept. Well, you're not damaging him at all, you're not hurting him at all, what are you doing to him? A person's value to himself, if a person has no value to himself, he doesn't exist. The person who feels he's worthless commits suicide, Chas v'Shalom. What am I doing here? I have no value. The word for value in Hebrew is to give kavod. Kavod means I understand the value which is here. When I give somebody kavod, I am being makabed them. I'm giving him, recognizing the value that the person is a valuable person, an important person, and I recognize that. When I'm being mild and said, I've ever robbed him, I'm doing the opposite of recognizing his kavod. I'm destroying the self of the person. The person who is valueless has no self, can't exist. That is the danger. That is what's happening. So the positive side, if you want to apply this to the positive side, to recognize the value of my chaver and be machaber him and speak to him in a way which is respectful, is the opposite of the issue of Habanas Panim. And that's something which everybody can implement constantly. Chas v'Shalom, person should be in a situation where he has to be challenged with it. He shouldn't do it. But besides that, a person can constantly implement the idea of being machaber to somebody else, recognizing the value of people around them, and using your words and your actions to express that the honor and respect you have for your chaverim. Everybody should have a good morning, and this should be an Iwi Nishmas for Yonadav Chaim ben Semach Yehuda.